More than 3 million people in the United States are infected with hepatitis C. It's a virus that can destroy the liver and even cause liver cancer. The number of cases is increasing, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and most new cases are due to intravenous drug abuse. In the last few years, however, new drugs have come on the market that can cure hepatitis C with a more than 90% success rate. But as Side Effects Public Media's Jake Harper reports, some Medicaid recipients are finding that getting the cure can be difficult.
Sarah Jackson had quit abusing drugs and was sober for 6 months when she found out she had hepatitis C. It was a shock.
Yeah, that was weeks of not sleeping and just constant tears. I had already put a lot of that behind me and had been moving forward with my life. And this was just a major setback, emotionally, mostly.
It had taken her a decade to get clean. She started abusing pills after an injury and eventually progressed to heroin. But she was newly focused on starting her career and on being a mom for her kids. To get rid of the infection, her doctor prescribed Harvoni, one of the new Hep C drugs. But Jackson never started the treatment because Medicaid wouldn't pay for it.
I cried and I thought, oh, well, that's it. There's nowhere else to go. You know, what else can I do? You know, the doctor tried and now I've no other place to turn.
New hepatitis C medications are famously expensive. A full course of Harvoni costs almost $100,000. Because of that, a lot of state Medicaid programs put restrictions on the medication. Indiana was one of them. Currently, the drugs aren't covered when the disease is in its early stages. They're only available when you already have advanced liver damage, or if you've gotten a liver transplant or have HIV. This means people like Sarah Jackson have to wait and worry while things get worse, or take the issue to court.
When something is medically necessary, it's medically necessary and must be covered by Medicaid.
Gavin Rose is an attorney for the ACLU of Indiana. He recently filed a class action lawsuit with Jackson to try to get the restrictions lifted. Rose argues that if a doctor says you need the drug, the law requires Medicaid to pay for it. Not only that, but treating early would keep the virus from spreading to other people and actually save money in the long run.
We are talking about drugs that might prevent Medicaid from having to deal sometime in the future with treatment for liver cancer, with treatment for liver transplants.
It is just not feasible to provide it to everyone.
Matt Salo heads the National Association of Medicaid Directors. He says state Medicaid programs have tight budgets. They can negotiate with manufacturers to get lower prices on medications, but even if they could cut prices in half, Salo says treating everyone with Hep C would still cost too much.
States have to make sure that we are going to prioritize and that those who need it the most get priority treatment. And that's what you're seeing.
There seems to be consensus that the new drugs for Hep C are too expensive. But Gilead Sciences, the company that makes Harvoni and another popular treatment, is not likely to lower prices. A new drug is set to come to market next year, and there's hope that the competition will bring prices down. In the meantime, Sarah Jackson will wait for her lawsuit to get resolved. She says being involved in the suit is a constant reminder of the time she spent addicted to drugs.
So this is weighing over me every day, you know. To have been clean for over a year right now and still be thinking about this, now having to go through this fight, it's all, I have to go back. I have to dig it back up again. I wish this wasn't having to happen.
But despite the anxiety it's causing, she's willing to go through it in order to help others like her who need the treatment. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.
This story was produced by Side Effects Public Media, a health reporting initiative based at WFYI in Indianapolis.